We are back for another winter preseason sports show. I'm here with the girls wrestling coach, Coach Christian Stretch. Coach Stretch, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Well, Coach, you come off of an impressive season, had a couple of state qualifiers, including another state championship. So talk us through how last year went for you on the girls' side, the growth of the team and all that, and how you feel like the season kind of ended.
Well, the season ended up in pretty good, having taken, you know, two girls to state as the year before, just having Yujun going. So we got to take Tori Stoner to state. She didn't fare so well in the early rounds, but she made it there, and that was her big goal. Finishing off the season with Yujun, you know, being a two-time state champ, was pretty awesome. I mean, that just, you know, storybook ending for a senior, you know, to end off her wrestling career.
And, Coach, you mentioned both of those two being seniors. So now maybe a younger team this year. How has kind of the off season and the training looked to first get the numbers for this year's team and then starting off getting into kind of the start of the season?
Well, we didn't get to do much off season stuff because all the girls were so busy, and I didn't really know what we were going to have come out this year. I ended up with 11 girls come out, and 7 of those 11 are brand-new wrestlers. So we've been taking it pretty slow at the beginning of the season, just learning the basics, going over that stuff. And now we're getting ready to start. We're about 2.5 weeks away from our first match, and we've got a couple experienced girls that we're going to try to start feeding them some more moves and getting the ball rolling.
So how challenging is that as a coach when you have some experienced girls, some that you're trying to teach them the additional things, others you're just getting started? What are those basics, and how do you kind of handle the two of them?
Well, I explained to the older girls that, hey, we're going to have to slow it down until these girls get going, you know, kind of get the learning. And then a lot of it is you learn as you get to the wrestling and you get to seeing some other stuff. You learn as you go. So then I told the new girls just in the last couple of days that we are going to start, you know, picking things up. We'll, you know, drop back, touch on, you know, some moves and hit some refreshers. So we'll just everybody just hold tight and we'll see how things go.
Coach Stretch, who are these girls, the returning girls, the ones that you have some expectations for, and what do you kind of hope to see from them this year?
We got Sophie Herchin. She'll be a junior this year. It'll be her second year. She had made it to the bubble match last year in districts. For being a first-year wrestler last year, she showed a lot of good things to end the season. I'm expecting, you know, big things out of her. We've got a couple sophomores, Bailey Bachman and Riley Jones, that both had turned out having pretty decent seasons last year. And then we've got a freshman, Hadley Ramsey, that has been wrestling in the kids' club for 5 or 6 years, and I'm expecting to see some good stuff out of her at the lighter weights.
Talking with Coach Stretch of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets wrestling program. Coach, when you talk about now trying to ramp up the season, what are you looking to see growth and improvement-wise from now until the first couple of matches of the season?
I just want to see some of these younger girls get some of the basic moves under the belt, kind of, you know, start putting a full match together. That way we can just kind of move on. That way I don't have to, you know, keep slowing it down for everybody. We can just kind of, you know, go in, show a move. They're getting the gist of everything, kind of understanding, you know, how your body's supposed to move and how the moves go together. So that's just what I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And when is the first match of the season? How long do you have until you're going to be out there hitting the mat for real?
First match will be Pleasant Hill, December 5th. That'll be a Friday night, and that's a big tournament. That's going to be throw some of these girls out to the wolves. You know, they're going to get to see, you know, some good, stiff competition. December 17th will be our first home. I think it's a try against, I can't remember who it is against now, so that'd be our first home meet, December 17th.
Coach, when you see this team, you say there's some youth, but what do you think some of the strengths of this year's team could be as a collective?
As a whole, they're spaced out better. So I'm looking to have, I got like 11 out of 14 spots. I'm hoping I can, you know, space everybody out and fill those and just have a good young team that wants to go out there. And instead of win individual matches, we can maybe put, you know, and have some dual wins as the season goes.
Coach, as your philosophy, what are you hoping just to see growth and goals-wise as the season goes along, whether it's something concrete or just the way you want to see the team progress this year?
I just want to see everybody go out there and show up, try hard, and have fun, and that's all I'm asking for.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Coach Stretch of the Lady Hornets wrestling team. Appreciate talking to you, and best of luck all season long.
Thank you.